教会举开灵恩布道会。
When the church holds this evangelical service and spiritual convocation,
有两个目的。
There are two goals.
那对内是要造就坚固我们的同龄。
Within the church, it is to strengthen our members.
所以灵恩布道会的几天会有比较多的时间祷告。
And so we'll have many prayers during this time.
有比较多的时间来听道理。
And we'll have a lot of time to listen to sermons.
那第二个目的。
The second goal.
是透过灵恩布道会的布道会的时候邀请亲朋好友参加。
Is to use the evangelical services to invite our friends and relatives to attend.
也能够让这些人参加神救恩的宴席。
And so that these people can also come and enjoy the feast of God.
就是对外传福音。
And to preach to the outside world.
那相信这些工作我们都知道。
I believe we all know about all this work.
而且也愿意做。
And we're willing to do this.
所以特别在灵恩布道会的时候神也会大大的祝福啊。
And so usually God will greatly bless the church during this church convocation.
那上午想跟大家谈分享的是同心合意。
This morning I'd like to share with you being of one mind.
同心合意对一个家庭来讲很重要。
To be of one mind is important for a family.
如果每一个家里人都尽自己本分
，If every family member is doing what they're supposed to do，
这个家庭要和睦发展就比较容易。
Then it's easier for that family to be of one mind, to be harmonious and
grow. 因为他们能够和睦，而且能够同心。
Because they're able to be unified.
那对于任何机关团体来讲
，And for any type of group，
如果里头的员工上上下下都同心合意
，If all the workers, whether in high up or farther down is of one mind.
对于公司的发展和业绩的这个功效都非常好。
Then such a company will grow and be very successful.
哎，这个公司就有希望。
And this company will have hope for the future.
对于一个教会来说
，for a church,
同心合意更是重要。
It is even more important to be of one mind.
哎，如果能够做到同心合意。
If we're able to be of one mind,
教会要成长要发展就很容易看到神的工作。
Then we will very easily see the work of God in the growth of the church.
尤其在教会的成长里面。
Especially during the growth of the church.
有时也会遇到这个魔鬼的阻挡。
We will sometimes face obstacles from Satan.
他是我们肉眼看不见的一个敌人。
And he is an enemy that we cannot see with our eyes.
反而他比较了解我们呢。
But he actually understands us even better.
因为我们的软弱在哪里，他也知道。
Then we understand him because he knows where our weaknesses lie.
所以弟兄姐妹之间必须要同心合意。
And so brothers and sisters need to be of one mind.
彼此互相的带祷。
And pray for one another.
彼此在不足的上面呢，互相扶持。
And to support one another.
这样这个团体就会有力量。
In a way, this group will have strength.
而不是彼此批评。
And not criticize one another.
也不是互相攻击
or attack one another.
那其实每一个人都是属这个教会身体的一部分。
Actually, everybody here is a part of the church.
那教会说起来有两个解释。
There are two ways to describe the church.
狭义的解释是指我们这个应体聚会这个敬拜神的地方。
Materially, it is this place that we worship God.
广义的解释
butin another perspective,
就是指着你我大家弟兄姐妹。
It refers to you and me and all the brothers and sisters.
也就是透过耶稣基督的宝血。
And it is through the blood of Christ.
洗净罪污救赎来成为他儿女的这一些信徒，就是教会。
The church is the body of believers who are saved and redeemed by His blood.
然而，教会是神的身体。
And so the church is the body of Christ.
所以更需要同心合意，求神同工。
Which is why we need to ask God for His help so that we can be of one mind even more.
我们一起来看哥林多后书十三章。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书的十三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
十三章，我们来看十一节。
Chapter 13, verse 11.
十三章的十一节。
13 verse 11.
当保罗规劝哥林多教会的时候
，When Paul wrote to the church in Corinth,
最后他有这样的一个期待
，He had this final wish.
希望这个教会能够做到 他所所说的期待。
And he would hope that the church was able to attain this wish.
这里保罗说啊，你们都要喜乐。
Here Paul says that you must rejoice always.
要做完全人。
To be perfect.
要受安慰。
To comfort one another.
要同心合意。
And to be of one mind.
要彼此和睦。
And to live in peace.
如此，仁爱和平的神必与你们同在。
In verse 11, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
这里讲到教会很多必须有的要件。
So this talks about all the things that a church must have.
一旦这些要件能够在教会里面发生，
and these requirements must appear in the church,
神就必与我们同在。
And so God will be with the church.
其中有谈到要同心合意。
One of the things it says here we must do is be of one mind.
讲到同心合意啊，
when we talk about being of one mind,
其实要做到这一点还真的是要下功夫学习。
Actually, it takes a lot of learning and work to get to this stage.
想想看，
if you think about it,
每一个人从小在不同的环境里面生长，
everybody here grew up from the time we were young, from in a different environment.
有不同的文化，
we come from different cultures.
也有不同的教育背景，
we have different educational backgrounds.
你有你的做事观念，
you have your own way of doing things.
他有他做事的想法，
he has his way of thinking about things.
所以两个人在一起啊，就必须要沟通。
So then when you two people come together, you have to learn to communicate.
必须要讨论。
And to discuss.
必须要谈谈怎么样会有一样的共识。
To talk about how we can come to a common understanding.
不然你坚持你的。
Otherwise, if you insist in your way,
他坚持他的。
And he insists in his.
那这样的一个团体就很难同心合意一起进步。
This group will find it difficult to be of one mind and to grow.
光处理你我之间的问题就没办法往前面继续走。
And often because of this one problem, you won't be able to move forward.
所以同心合意，
so to be of one mind,
说起来自古以来是一个很重要的一个信仰的课程啊，
is a very important lesson in faith.
如果没有办法同心合意，
if we're unable to be of one mind,
就很难在同样的事情上面有所见证啊。
Then it will be difficult to have testimonies in working with one another.
这个摩西的父母亲呢，
Moses' father
生了三个孩子，
had three children.
大的叫亚伦，
the oldest was Aaron.
姐姐叫米利安，
the older sister was Miriam.
弟弟叫摩西，
and the youngest brother was Moses.
说起来这个家庭不简单啊，
actually it was difficult to raise that family.
能够生出几个孩子都是一门忠烈的表现呢。
It was difficult to even have three children.
哥哥是大祭司，
these three children, the oldest brother was a priest, the daughter was a prophetess.
摩西是神特别拣选的仆人。
And Moses was specifically chosen by God.
在行走旷野的时候啊，
when they walked in the wilderness,
有一次啊，这个哥哥跟姐姐就毁谤这个摩西弟弟啊。
There was one time when the older brother and older sister started to slander against their younger brother.
我们来看一下那个民数记的十二章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 12.
民数记十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
十二章我们来看这个。
Numbers chapter 12.
我们看第一节到第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
第一节，
Verse 1.
摩西娶了古实的女子为妻。
Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses.
米利安和亚伦因他所娶的妻古实女子就毁谤他。
Because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married.
说难道神单单与你说话吗？
For he had married an Ethiopian woman, so they said, Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?
这些话神都听见了。
And the Lord heard it.
说起来，这三个人在当时带领以色列百姓是一个很重要的领导者。
These three were important leaders for the Israelites in the wilderness.
而且又是同一个家里的人呢。
They actually all came from the same family too.
就因为弟弟摩西娶了古实女子。
But it was because the younger brother married an Ethiopian woman.
哥哥亚伦、姐姐米利安就用这个原因来攻击、毁谤摩西。
That the older brother and sister Aaron and Miriam used this to attack Moses.
说难道神只单单跟你说话吗？
To say has the Lord indeed spoken only through you?
神也跟我们说话啊。
He speaks through us too.
我们今天在教会服事。
Today when we serve in the church.
我们领受的恩赐都不一样。
We all receive different gifts.
有的人是会讲道。
Some of us can speak.
有的会弹琴。
Some can play the piano.
有的会煮饭。
Some can cook.
有的会访问。
Some can visit.
有的会打扫。
Some can clean.
有的会领诗。
Some can lead hymns.
有的会翻译。
Some can interpret.
不同的恩赐集合在神的教会里面。
All these different gifts come together in the house of God.
没有所谓的大小之分呢。
And there is no greater or lower work.
而是你领受什么，你就得尽本分做好这个什么。
There's only a difference in the gifts we receive, and we should work hard with the gifts we have. If you receive these gifts, but you don't work much, then you are cheating God. But even if you receive few gifts, you should still do what you can. But here we see that Aaron and Miriam started to challenge the authority of Moses.
但是讲的这些话，神都听见了。
But God heard all of this.
结果神就要这三个人到会幕面前。
And so God required the three of them to come to the tabernacle.
就在这个时候，神就这样说了。
And at that time, God said,
他说我的仆人摩西，在我以色列家是敬忠的。
He said, my servant Moses is faithful in all my house.
我要与他面对面说话。
I speak with him face to face.
甚至第八节最后一句话说，为什么我的仆人摩西你们不惧怕呢？
And even in the end of verse 8, he says, why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
一样是神在用，没有错。
They were all used by the same God.
但是我们在这里看到摩西他没错。
But we see here that Moses was blameless.
是姐姐哥哥啊。找理由去毁谤攻击弟弟。
It was Aaron and Moses, Aaron and Miriam who were finding excuses to attack Moses.
结果神就在会幕前呢做见证。
And so God bore witness in front of the tabernacle.
摩西是我的仆人。
And testified saying Moses is my servant.
是在以色列百姓中间最忠心的仆人。
He is the most faithful servant among the Israelites.
哇，这个时候啊，这个也许亚伦祭司啊。他赶紧悔改，所以好像没有说到什么。
And so at the time, thankfully, Aaron and Miriam repented, so nothing happened to them.
但是米利安做姐姐的就长大麻风。
Actually, Aaron, nothing happened to Aaron, but Miriam grew leprosy.
她就住在城外面七天。
And she had to live outside the city for 7 days.
等到她好了，整个以色列才去继续行军。
Until she was healed, and then the Israelites were able to move forward.
所以自家人不同心呢，也是会影响。
So even if a family is not of one mind, it can affect holy work.
就夫妻来讲，
if you just take a couple,
一个要服侍主，一个在阻挡，这就不同心了。
If one wants to serve God and the other is trying to stop him, this is not being of one mind.
应该要谈谈怎么样去协调，把工作安排好。
We should talk about how we can coordinate so that we can schedule our work accordingly.
所以这是一个。很重要的认知啊。
And so this is an important thing to understand.
如果不同心合意，两个人在一起生活也很难。
If we are not of one mind, it is very difficult for two people to live together.
如果能够同心合意，
but if we're able to be of one mind,
再多的人也可以有很好的发展。
Then no matter how many people there are, we can grow together.
因为有共同的一些想法。
Because we have the same ways of thinking.
那同心合意在原文上面它有这个含义。
Now the phrase to be of one mind has this meaning hidden inside.
它的意思就是这样讲。
And the meaning of be of one mind is
就是讲同心在思想上。
It means to have the same thoughts.
同心在目标上。
And to have the same goals.
和谐一致。
And to work with one another.
所以简单讲就是。同心合意的意思是什么呢？
So simply said, what is the meaning of being of one mind?
同心在思想上和目标上和谐一致。
To work together to have the same heart and mind in goals and in what we do.
一个团体里面，
in a group,
如果能够有这样的一个认知啊，
if they can come to this acknowledgement,
很多事情就很好沟通。
Then there, it will be easy to communicate about many
things. 也会找出共同的方法要去把事情处理啊。
And they'll be able to find a common way to do whatever they need to do.
所以这个概念很重要。
So this is a very important concept.
才能够进一步达到同心合意的这个表现。
And in order to be able to be of one mind.
我们就根据同心合意的含义
，then let's
做分成两个部分的说法。
Let's follow this original meaning of being of one mind and split into two parts.
首先要来谈
First,
在同心在思想观念上和谐一致
To be of one mind in our thoughts.
在神的教会里面更需要有这种做法
We need to be able to do this even more so in the church.
这个教会是属神的
The church belongs to God.
教会的头是主耶稣基督
And the head of the church is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的身体是教会
The body of Christ is the church.
并不是属于某一个人的
It doesn't belong to any one individual.
也不是属于某一个家族的
Or any one family.
如果陷入属某一个人某一个家族控制那这个教会很难发展了。
If the church falls into the control of just one person or one household, it will be difficult to grow.
这教会是属神的。
This church belongs to God.
我们哪有每一件事不是都奉耶稣的名的吗
？Don't we do everything in the name of Jesus Christ?
我们受洗不也是奉耶稣基督的名受洗的吗
？When we baptize, don't we do that in the name of Jesus Christ?
哪里有奉什么人的名来受洗的
？Do we ever baptize in the name of any human being?
奉人的名受洗，这个人的罪会洗净吗
？If you baptize somebody according to somebody's name,Will their sins be forgiven?
你我大家都有出生有死亡的一天呢。
You and I both were born and both of us will die.
我们根本就不是什么救主啊。
We are not a savior or some god.
这一点一定要了解。
So this is something we have to understand.
我们是靠耶稣基督的名受洗罪的赦免的。
Our sins were forgiven by the baptism of in the name of Jesus.
我们是靠着耶稣基督的名。来祷告祈求的。
It is by the name of Jesus that we pray and ask God.
借着他的名来传福音的。
It is by his name that we preach.
也是借着他的名来建立得救的真教会。
And it is by his name that we establish the true church that saves.
所以我们在教会里面服事的时候要弄清楚啊。
And so we need to understand this clearly when we serve in the church.
在教会里面的发展呢，最好是人人都有圣工作。
The ideal scenario is that everybody in the church has something to do.
圣工有人做。
And that there is somebody to do the holy work.
而不是圣工集中在几个人的身上，你兼那么多职务，你能做好吗？
It is better not for holy work to be concentrated in one or two people because if you have so many things to do, can you do it well? You have to split up the work and work together.
大家都能够有清楚的责任分配制，大家合作就容易发展了。
If we all have clear responsibilities and we delegate and everybody is able to work together, then we will grow.
要能够在思想和观念上啊同心合意啊。
And so to be able to be of one mind in our thoughts.
我们不是以某一个人为主啊，配合他不是啊。
It is not like we look up to one person and we just do whatever they
say. 如果那个人有一天传错道理呢？
If that person starts to preach the wrong doctrine one day,
那你是不是要跟他一样走错道理啊？
Will you also follow him?
如果他有一天软弱，
If that person becomes weak one day,
那你是不是会受他影响啊？
Will you be influenced by him?
所以同心合意并不是建立在人的身上。
So to be of one mind is not centered around man.
同心合意要建立在什么地方呢？
Where do we center our being of one mind?
我们一起来看腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书的第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们来看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我劝尤阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。
I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord.
腓立比教会可以是当时众教会的模范。
The Philippian church was one of the important model churches of the time.
它有很多表现啊，成为众教会的学习的对象啊。
And a lot of things about that church were set good examples for other
churches. 也是保罗在欧洲建立的第一间教会。
It actually also was the first church that Paul had established in Europe.
保罗出外传福音，他们常常差人。送这个经费帮助他传福音。
Whenever Paul preached, they often would have people who supported them financially.
那这么好的一间教会
Now, such a good church.
它的内部里面还是有一些问题的。
Still had some problems inside.
因为是人在里面嘛。
Because the church is made of people.
如果从第一章里面呢
If you start from chapter 1,
我们在这里可以看到 他也谈到心的问题啊。
You do see a problem with their heart, their mind.
然后到了第二章
，in chapter two，
他就说心中有什么想法，大家用爱心要互相的，接纳。
Paul says that they must use love to accept the different thinking.
所以他说意念要相同，爱心要一样。
That's why he says that we must have the same love and have the same mind.
在第二章的第五节说，你们应当以耶稣基督的心肠为心肠。
In verse 5 even says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
哎，到了那个第三章就劝勉人要存完全的心啊，做完全人啊。
By chapter 3 he starts talking about how we have to have a perfect heart to be perfect men.
到了四章的二节。
And by chapter 4 verse 2,
他才把真正的问题讲。
Then he says the actual problem.
这个时候他是在监狱里面啊，写这封书信啊。
Paul wrote this letter while he was in prison.
有人把腓立比教会的问题啊通报给保罗。
Somebody had reported the church's problems to Paul.
四章二节里面谈到两位姐妹非常热心。
And so chapter 4 verse 2 talks about two sisters who are very fervent.
可是这两个姐妹啊不合哎。
But these two sisters did not work well together.
或许个别他们都有很好的恩赐。
Maybe each of them had their individual unique traits and gifts.
但是这两个不同心呢。
But they did not work in one mind.
这样的问题已经影响到教会了。
And this problem had already started to affect the church.
所以有人才通报在监狱里面被关的保罗。
That's why somebody informed Paul who was in prison about this.
所以我们顺着这个轨迹发现，哇，两个姐妹不同心啊。
And so from this we can see that all these two sisters did not work of one mind.
所以保罗劝这两个女人呢。
So Paul implored these two women.
在福音上面呢，你们都是跟我一同劳苦过。
He said that you have both labored for me in with me in the gospel.
也是跟我一起同工的。
You had worked with me, you are fellow workers.
你没有在主里面同心啊。
But you are not of the same mind.
不是以个人的想法为主哎。
Because it's not about what one person thinks.
教会里面有很多的组织。
The church has a lot of organization.
每一个组织都有它的功用。
And each department has its work.
那这个功用要发挥。
And this work has to shine.
你个人觉得这个意见很好。
And so if you feel like a certain opinion is really great.
但是也要跟大家讨论，让大家有个共识啊。
You still have to talk with everybody else so that we all come to a common understanding.
如果别人还没有跟你一样的想法，你也不要急啊。
If other people don't agree with you yet, you should not get worried.
你可以祷告等候啊。
You can pray and wait.
如果真的这么好，神也会感动其他的人。也认为这个不错啊。
If your idea really is that great, God will move others to also feel the same way.
但是我们有一些人把自己的面子和情绪放进去里面一起谈啊。
But we have some people who throw their emotions behind all their ideas.
如果不听我的，我就为反对而反对了。
They throw their reputation in there, and they say, if you don't listen to me, I'm going to fight you.
那这样子好可惜耶。
How sad this is.
如果你本身有一点影响力，你会造成分裂。
That if you have a little bit of a strong will, you can actually make and cause division.
这个不是神要看的一种结局。
This is not something God wants to see.
也不应该在神的教会有这种事情发生啊。
And these kind of things should not happen in the church.
所以保罗在这里劝这两个姐妹在主里面要同心。
And so Paul encouraged these two sisters in the Lord to be of the same mind.
这样的话，名字才会被记在主耶稣的生命册上。
Only in that way can their names be recorded in the book of life.
这个犹大，他跟其他的十一个门徒也是跟随耶稣啊。
Judas Iscariot was a disciple who had followed Jesus like the other 11.
当耶稣选召十二个门徒的时候，他很用心呢。
When Jesus first selected the 12 apostles, Judas was very, Judas tried really hard.
有十一个门徒是在加利利地区里面选出来的。
There were 11 apostles which were chosen from the region of Galilee.
唯一一个是从犹大区，就是耶路撒冷这个地方选出来的一个门徒。
Only one was chosen from the region of Judah, from Jerusalem.
那个是谁啊？
Who was that?
就是出卖耶稣的犹大。
That apostle was Judas Iscariot, who sold Jesus out.
被拣选出来做使徒的时候。他也是算很优秀的一个。
And so at the time that he was chosen to be an apostle, he stood out.
可是他跟随耶稣基督三年多。
But after 3 years of following Jesus,
听过耶稣讲神国的道理。
And he had heard all about the kingdom of God.
看过耶稣行许多的神迹奇事。
He had watched Jesus perform many miracles and wonders.
可是他跟得不好。
But he could not follow Jesus.
他跟偏了。
He strayed.
后来去找反对耶稣的人。要出卖耶稣。
Later, he found those who opposed Jesus and made a plan to betray him.
耶稣选召他们的时候有目的。
Jesus had a purpose to choosing all the apostles.
我们来看一下这个马可福音第三章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 3.
马可福音的第三章。
Mark chapter 3.
第三章我们来看这个
Chapter 3
13节到15节
Verses 13 to 15
这里说耶稣上山按着自己的意思叫人来
Here says he, Jesus, went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted.
他们便来到耶稣那里去
And they came to him.
如果根据路加福音六章讲耶稣彻夜祷告然后再拣选的、
If you compare this with Luke, then you'll see that Jesus prayed an entire night before he chose the apostles.
他这里说设立使徒的用意
And here it says that he called those he himself wanted.
13节说他就设立十二个人，十四节。
In verse 14, it says he appointed 12.
第一个目的要他们常常和他同在。
That they might be with him.
也就是要过一个与耶稣同在的生活。
That was the first purpose, which was to live with Jesus.
既然做主的门徒，你就是要会做这件事嘛。
If you're going to be his disciple, you have to be able to do this.
然后差他们去传福音。
And he also sent them out to preach.
第三个，给他们权柄可以医病赶鬼。
And third, to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons.
所以起初犹大他也领受了这三个耶稣拣选门徒的目的耶。
And so early on, Judas also received these three same goals as the other apostles.
身体天天跟耶稣在一起。
He was physically with Jesus day after day.
可是他的心里走偏了
But his heart strayed.
他并没有按照耶稣基督的意思，那三个意思来跟主耶稣一起生活。
He did not live with Jesus according to these three parts of his will.
没有同心合意来完成被拣选的这三个用意啊。
He did not accomplish these three purposes of being called as an apostle.
最后用30块钱把耶稣给出卖了。
In the very end.For 30 coins, he sold Jesus.
他后来知道做错。
Later, after he realized he had done wrong,
他回到祭司长要退还这三十块，人家也不敢收。
He went back to the priest and wanted to give the money back. They wouldn't even take it.
因为这是流人血的一个钱。
Because it was blood money.
他后来就上吊自杀。
And so he killed himself.
肚子破裂，肠子出来。
His stomach opened up and his intestines fell out.
做了这么大的错，事后再做这种弥补都没有用了。
For him to commit such a great wrong.Even killing himself like that couldn't make up for it.
所以同心合意在思想和观念上面。
And so, in order to be of one mind in our thoughts,
我们必须要把握住一个方向。
We must work hard to maintain the same direction.
也就是在主里面同心。
To be of one mind in the Lord.
这会有一个好处的。
This will bring a benefit for us.
因为这种做法不会把焦点建立在某个人身上。
Because if we do this, we will not put our focus on a human being.
而是把焦点能够提升到耶稣基督身上。
But we'll elevate our focus to Jesus Christ.
这是一个信仰的学习啊。
This is something we have to learn in our faith.
这样子做会做到一个很好的效果。
And in the end, there will be a good result.
我们来看这个哥林多前书第三章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章，我们来看这个。
Chapter
3，请看第八节、第九节。
Let's look at verses 8 and 9.
第八节，栽种的和浇灌的都是一样。
Hey, now he who plants and he who waters are one.
将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
And each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor.
因为我们是与神同工的。
For we are God's fellow workers.
你们是神耕种的田地。
You are God's field.
是神耕建造的房屋。
You are God's building.
在这里啊，哥林多教会有一个很大的问题，就是纷争结党啊。
The church in Corinth had a big problem, which was that there was a lot of division.
有些信徒说我是属保罗派的。
There were some members who said I belong to Paul.
有些人说是属于彼得派的。
Some people said I am of Peter.
有些人认为是属于年轻的亚波罗派的。
And others said, I belong to the young Apollos.
也有人自以为他是很属灵派的。
There are also some people who felt that they were so spiritual.
至少在哥林多教会有这个四个派系。
So in the church in Corinth, there were at least these four factions.
所以他们没有办法同心合意。
So they were not able to be of the same mind.
我们如果看保罗书信的时候
When we look at the letters of Paul,
唯独写给哥林多教会啊
the churches that, if you, even if you just look at the letters written to the church in Corinth,
他总是提醒一句话,
you see Paul continuing to remind them of one thing.
你们是神的教会。
He said, you are the church of God.
写哥林多后书也是这样写。
He said that in 2 Corinthians as well.
你们是神的教会。
He said, you are the church of God.
其他的书信没有特别讲这句话哦。
He actually doesn't say that in his other letters.
既然是神的教会，应该是过一个荣耀神的生活才对啊。
If you are the church of God, then you should live a life that glorifies God.
但是我们看到哥林多前书总共16章啊。
But we see that in the 16 chapters of 1 Corinthians,
保罗用很严厉的词句，很直接的话语，责备哥林多教会的很多的软弱。
He continues to use very harsh words to rebuke the weaknesses of the Corinthian church.
有人以为要世上的智慧就不用神的智慧了。
There are some people who felt like if I have gifts in this world, I don't need gifts from God.
有人以为这个自己的能力可以超越圣经的教训。
They felt like if I have wisdom from the world, if I have abilities, then I don't need anything from God.
教会也有淫乱的事情发生。
The church also had issues with fornication.
甚至也有传异端。
They even had heresy.
甚至吃祭物的。
They even had people who ate food offered to idols.
甚至啊，混乱圣餐。
They had even defiled the Holy Communion.
所以是一个相当软弱、相当不能荣耀神的一个教会啊。
So it was a pretty weak church that really could not glorify God.
人的意念在里面太强了。
Because there was a strong will of man.
真的忘记教会是神的。
They had forgotten that this church belongs to God.
所以保罗在这里就特别强调。
So Paul here emphasizes.
有的人的恩是属于这个栽种的。
That some have the gift of sowing.
就好像开拓啊，或者什么种种的恩赐啊。
These are workers who are have a gift of pioneering.
那有的人的恩赐属于浇灌的。
He said some have the work of watering.
就类似这个训练的啦，或什么种种的那些，那些圣工。
Which is like training or those types of holy work.
保罗说这些都不算什么。
Paul said that this is nothing.
这些恩赐能够叫教会成长吗
？Can these gifts cause the church to grow？
同心的话可以。
If we are of the same mind, it can.
不同心合意，这些都没有用的。
But if the church is not of the same mind, these are all useless.
只是拿来做比较啊。
This is only these are just things that we end up using to compare ourselves with each other. Like I'm better than you.
那这种恩赐又有什么用
？So what's the use of these gifts？
但是教会的成长来在乎神呢。
Because the growth in the church comes from God.
保罗在这里特别强调。
So Paul here specifically says,
神的教会所有信徒。
That the church is all the members of God.
我们每一个都是与神同工的。
And we all work with God.
如果我们能够这样想。
It says we are God's fellow
workers. 我们为了主的缘故。
So if we can think of this way,
我们与神同工。
If we can work for God.
你自然的就可以跟你左右旁边的人。
And with God, then we'll be able to work with those who are around us.
你没有那种信念要与神同工。
If you don't have that training to be of the same mind as God,
你没有做到这种追求和灵修。
If you have not cultivated yourself to that
level, 你怎么有办法跟旁边的人同工？
How can you work with your brothers and sisters?
很难。
It's very hard.
因为你会带有仁义在里面。
Because you will have a strong human will.
甚至会带你的情绪进来。
And you will bring your emotions into the mix.
有些本来是小事情。
And there will be things that are not big deals.
你也没听好。
But because you didn't hear things well, you don't think things through.
你马上就表现你的情绪啊。
Then you'll throw a tantrum over it.
这个很容易伤害一个团体的合作。
And this is something that can hurt the work of the group.
做主的工啊。
And so to do God's work.
我们常常祷告说主啊，求主与我们同工，但是想过吗？我们更要与神同工啊。
We often say, oh, we should pray and ask God to work with us, but we should think that we should actually work with God.
你如果有达到这种标准，
if you've met this standard,
神就愿意与你同工。
God will work with you.
那每一个人如果都这样想，
if everybody thinks in this way,
也这样子追求，
and has this pursuit,
自然的就会站在一样的平台上面。
Then we naturally will stand on the same platform.
就把该做的圣工去做好。
And we'll do the holy work we're supposed to do.
而不是逃避。
And not run away from it.
更不是这个马马虎虎应付的。
And not to fight it.
为什么说我们是与神同工的呢？
Why do we say that we should work with God?
最基本有三个原因。
There are three most basic reasons.
其中两个原因就在第九节这里讲到了。
The first two reasons are discussed in verse 9 here.
这里说，因为我们是神所耕种的田地哦。
It says that you are God's field.
第二个原因是因为我们是神所建造的房屋。
And the second reason is you are God's building.
我们哪有一个不是神耕种的田地和建造的房屋啊？
Which one of us is not God's field or God's building?
我们都是神的手来造成的。
We were all created by the hand of God.
我们再来看第三个原因。
Let's look at the third reason.
请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
二章的十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
这里说我们原是神的工作。
Here it says we are his workmanship.
我们今天每一个人活着都是神的工作、哎、
Today, as long as we're alive, we're all His workmanship.
所以我们很少想到这个问题、啊、
But we don't think about this a lot.
既然我们是神的工作，我们就不能乱做。
Since we are His workmanship, then we can't do whatever we want.
随时要把自己准备好，被主所用嘛。
We have to always prepare ourselves to be used by God.
当我们能够这样想
，When we can think in this way,、
哎、我们就会渐渐的有机会。预备行各样的善事圣功。
Then we'll have more opportunities to prepare ourselves to do different kinds of holy work.
神也愿意用我们呢。
And God will be willing to use us.
所以在主里面同心。
And so to be of one mind in the Lord.
是把焦点放在耶稣基督身上。
Is to put the focus on Jesus.
那我们的思想观念就是我们每一个要跟主耶稣同工。
So that our attitude should be that we, each of us, should work with God.
因为我们从外面到里面哪一样不是耶稣造的都是耶稣造的。
Because from our outside to our inside, which part of us was not created by him?
有一次在一个聚会完最后的祷告的时候
Once after the concluding prayer of a service、
大家都到前面接受按手
Everybody came to the front to receive the laying of hands
有一个信徒他非常热心
And there was a zealous member
在那个教会可以算是很热心的一位
You could say that he was a very zealous member in that church
他就心里想、啊、我这么热心、啊、也被众人肯定了
But, and he thought in his mind, I'm so fervent and people、confirm that all around me.
不用到前面接受按手了。
So I don't have to go to the front to receive the laying of hands.
后来坐在旁边的信徒邀他一起去做啊。
And then a member sitting next to him invited him, let's go to the front and pray.
他觉得不好意思他也跟着到前面接受按手祷告。
And so since he felt like,、okay, if he's asking me, then I should go. So he went
up. 就在祷告的时候。
And during that prayer,
第一次传到了按手啊。
The first time the minister came around and laid hands,
后来他看到异象
he saw a vision.
看到前面的花瓶、啊、
He saw the flower pot, the vase in the front.
那个花瓶是他自己
And that vase was himself.
那里面有水
And there was water inside.
那个花瓶很大，水一点点。
The vase was huge, but there was only a little water inside.
在灵里面告诉他，这个水就是圣灵。
And in the spirit, he was told that this water is the Holy Spirit.
这个花瓶是他自己。
And this vase is you.
他才发现原来他圣灵还不够充满、哎、
And then he realized that his Holy Spirit was not full enough.
他以为做了很多圣功、啊、很不错了，应该很不错了。
He thought that I do so much holy work, I'm pretty good.
那是你自己的想法。
That's your own thinking.
耶稣没有亲自告诉你说你已经很不错了。
Jesus did not tell you that you're all that.
但是我们很多人都自以为满足了，我可以了，我这样就好了。
But many people are satisfied with themselves. They feel like I've done enough.
这么热心的这位信徒
，such a fervent member.
这个时候他看到，哎呀，我觉得我很好了，没想到我的圣灵才一点点哎。
Realize at that moment that well, I think I'm so great at everything, but I only have a little Holy Spirit.
他马上向神悔改
哎。And so he repented.
啊，我错了。
I was wrong.
我自以为已经做得很好了。
I thought I had done a good job.
所以他向神。祷告，求神原谅。
So he prayed to God. He asked God for forgiveness.
原谅他错误的想法。
To forgive his wrong ways of thinking.
以后更加热心。
And then he became even more fervent.
更加祷告。
He would pray more.
哎，然后求圣灵充满。
And he would ask for the Holy Spirit.
第二次在按手的时候。
So the second time the minister came around to lay hands on him.
真的是圣灵充满了。
This time he really was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他看到那个花瓶的水啊，要满出来了。
And then he saw the water in the vase start to overflow.
这个时候祷告结束。
At that time, the prayer ended.
他后来很高兴。
And he was very happy.
哦，原来我们的想法跟神认定的标准是不一样的。
Realized, turns out that the way we think is very different from the standards of God.
我们不要以为做了一点点圣功就了不起，更不能这样想。
We should not think that just because I do a little holy work, I'm all that.
我们只能说能够把握住每一次参与圣功。
We can only say that I'll take every opportunity I can get to do holy work.
要求神带领。
And I need to ask God to
guide it. 一个概念就是在主里面同心。
Because the concept is that we need to be of one mind.
每一个人要具备这个信念，就是我与主同工。
In the Lord, and we need to have this attitude that I work with God.
你这样就不容易受眼前看到人事物的影响。
And then we will not suffer from influence from other people.
有些人突然很热心。
Some people become fervent all of a sudden overnight.
有些人就突然软弱。
Some people also become weak overnight.
为什么这样？
Why?
他的信仰的观念还很浅薄啊。
Because their concept of their faith is still shallow.
这种人做圣工是消极的，是被动的。
And these kind of people do holy work passively.
不是主动积极的。
They don't do it proactively.
很容易看这个现实的环境的影响，他就受影响了。
These kind of people are easily influenced by things around them.
我们看到主用的仆人啊。
We see that the servants that God used.
圣经的古圣徒啊。
The saints of the Bible.
一旦被拣选做主的仆人。
Once they were chosen to be a servant of God.
他就一直往那个目标走哎。
They would continue walking in that direction.
永不退缩哎。
And never shrink back.
亚伯拉罕的为什么被称作信心之父？
Why was Abraham called the father of faith?
他有两个做法。
He had two ways of doing things. The first.
他不知道这个迦南地是什么地方。
The two things he did. One, he didn't know what about anything about Canaan.
但是神拣选他跟他的家。他凭着信心相信就往迦南地去了。
But when God chose him and his family, he walked toward Canaan by faith.
只要是神说的话，他就满心相信。
As long as it was something that God told him, he believed it 100%.
所以他被称作信心之父。
And so he was called the father of faith.
今天我们在神的教会也是一样。
Today is the same for us in the house of God.
在思想观念上一定要和谐一致。
In our thoughts, we must be of the same mind.
要合乎神的话。
To listen to the words of God.
要与神同工。
To work with God.
是在主里面同心。
To be of one mind in the Lord.
不是在人事物上面同心。
Not to be of one mind among men.
你能跟主同工，自然你跟左右邻居就可以同工。
If you are of one mind with the Lord, then you will naturally be of one mind with those around you.
因为大家要一起互相得救。
Because we are all saved together.
大家要一起从神那里得到恩典的见证。
And we will receive grace from God together.
我们再来谈。同心合意的意义。
Let's also continue to talk about the meaning,
第二个方向。
The second part of being of the same mind.
同心在目标圣工上和谐一致。
To be of one mind in the holy work and to work with one another.
那到底要在什么基础平台上面做到这样呢？
So on what basis or platform should we achieve this goal?
有的人教育程度很好。
Some people do very well in church.
有的人社会经验不错。
I'm sorry, some people have much education.
有的经济不是问题。
Or they have a lot of money or status in society.
有的经济是问题。
Some people are poor.
那要如何在教会的圣工目标上面同心合意啊？
And so how can we be of one mind in the church?
这还真是一个很困难的问题。
This is a very difficult question.
因为很多人在教会里面服事啊。
There are many people who serve in the church.
很喜欢用他个人的经验啊。社会的想法带进来。
And they like to use the concepts that they have from the world or from their own experiences.
有时候是行不通的。
But a lot of times that doesn't work.
比如说这个人犯规，请问你用你社会经验，你的专业，你怎么赶鬼啊？
For example, if somebody is possessed by Satan, how are you going to use your experience from work to cast him out?
你可以用你公司那一套去赶鬼吗？
Can you use your management style to get rid of Satan?
有办法吗？
Is there a way you can do that?
你要打败魔鬼，可以用公司那一套吗？
Can you pray using what you learn in the workplace?
公司的经营发展最终就是要赚得利益很多嘛，利润很多嘛。
The most important thing in a company is to make a lot of money.
但是在教会不是这样嘞。
But it's not like that in the church.
是要拯救人的灵魂嘞。
Our goal here is to save souls.
积财宝在天上哎。
And to store up treasures in heaven.
这个财宝就不是我们世上讲的这些东西。
And those treasures are not the things we talk about in this world.
世上的东西那是我们生活必须用的一个过程而已。
The things of the world are just things that we need to use while we're living in this world.
所以我们要搞清楚了。
So we have to understand this clearly.
你如果弄不清楚啊，你做圣工就很难。同心在圣工目标上和谐一致。
If you can't clearly understand that, then we can't be of one mind and work together in the Lord.
这个想法概念一定要理清楚。
So we must understand this concept clearly.
这样你做圣工做起来才看到神的作为。
And then when you do holy work, you'll be able to see the work of God.
我们一起回过来看这个哥林多前书第三章。
Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章的十节十一节。
Chapter 3 verses 10 and 11.
第十节
Verse 10.
我照神所给我的恩典
According to the grace of God, which was given to me,
好像一个聪明的工头,
as a wise master builder,
立定好了根基,
I've laid the foundation,
有别人在上面建造,
and another builds on it.
只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造,
but let each one take heed how he builds on it.
11节,
verse 11,
因为那已经立好的根基,
for no other foundation can anyone lay,
就是耶稣基督立的根基,
than that which is laid, which is Jesus.
此外没有人能立别的根基在上面哦,
which is Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们在任何的圣工服事上面
And so today in all kinds of holy work that we serve in
我们都是站在耶稣基督立好的根基上面来做
We're standing in a role that Jesus or on the foundation that Jesus has
already laid 那我们要成为一个聪明的工头
And so we must be wise builders
聪明这个字在原文叫做熟练
Smart and wise another definition of that is
就是做圣工做得很熟悉了。
Oh, is to become familiar and experienced with what you're doing.
为什么这样讲
？Why do we say that way?
我们教会的圣工啊，其实不复杂。
Actually, holy work is not complicated.
比如说一年两次的灵恩布道会。
For example, when we have this ESSC twice a year.
我们做的那个圣工分配也都差不多啊。
All the types of holy work that are needed are a limited amount.
教会很多圣工也是都差不多啊。
We all know what those works are.
你只要参与过一次。
As long as you do it
两次
one time,
三次你就很熟悉了。
After you help out two or three times, you know what's going on.
如果你肯愿意学好。
But if you're willing to practice it,
你这些工作你学会了，你以后就可以做啊。
And learn it, then in the future you can continue to do that work.
如果你都一直不认真学好。
But if you don't work hard to learn it,
每次安排你都出差错。
And every time you're assigned to do something, you make a mistake.
那可能下一次考虑就不让你做这部分。
Then maybe next time you won't be allowed to do that work.
因为你不是一个聪明的工人。
Because you are not a wise builder.
学做了一次、两次、三次，你还不会。
Because after you do it once, two times, three times, you still can't do it.
很不熟练啊。
And you are not skilled, not practiced.
都在重复一样的动作，为什么你不熟练？
If you're just repeating the same thing you did last time, then how can you not get better at it?
那常常参与圣工的人，他知道。
Now those who do holy work a lot.
都在做同样的动作。
They're continuing to do the same action.
但是他把每一次重复同样的动作当作每一次都是新的这样认真的。
But they treat each repeated action as a new work.
为什么？因为这是神的工程。
And they are diligent about it because this is the work of God.
如果我们继续看下去啊。
If we continue to read.
看到这个十三节以下的时候。
If we look after to verse 13.
说这里讲会有火的发现。
And on, we will see that there will be fire.
也就是会有审判的时候。
Which means there will be judgment.
你做的是人的工程，仁义的呢，还是属神的工程呢？
The judgment will be, is the work that you perform of man or of God.
到时候有审判的火会发现。
There will be the fire of judgment.
如果你做的是神的工程。
If the work you do is God's work.
你做的一切都存得住。
Then everything that you've done will stand.
如果你做的是人的工程，
but if what you have done is build,
你做的一切就存不住。
A building for man, then it will not stand.
会因为你做人的工程而败坏。
Because if you do the work of man, it is perishable.
所以根据这一点呢，
and so based on this,
我们是站在耶稣基督的根基上面来做圣工的。
We know we stand on the foundation of Christ to do holy work.
我们的目标就是荣耀神。
And our goal is to glorify God.
我们的目的就是要能够把圣工做完成。
Our goal is to complete holy work.
所以我们必须站在耶稣基督的根基上面。
So we must stand on the foundation built by Christ.
我们都领受一样的洗礼。
We all receive the same water baptism.
也是奉耶稣的名赦罪洗礼。
It's the same baptism in the name of Jesus Christ.
领受一样的救恩。
We receive the same salvation.
所以当你受洗之后，
so after your baptism,
已经是属于耶稣基督的人了。
You belong to Christ.
所以我们的服事是站在耶稣基督的根基上面来做出发点的。
And so our service begins on the foundation of Christ.
很多的时候
，many times，
我们真的要有这种想法。
We really have to think in this way.
因为并不是我们个人想怎样就怎样。
Because it's not like you just do whatever you feel like
doing. 如果是你自己个人的事，你怎么决定了还没关系。
If you're making a personal decision for yourself, you can do whatever you want.
但是每一次服事神的时候
，But every time you serve God，
我们会看到这个神的同工啊的这个现象也不太一样。
We'll see that the abidance of God each time is a little bit different.
有准备好啊，我们就看到神的同工很大。
If we prepare well, then we'll see that God works greatly.
大家很用心，同心合一的准备啊，就可以看到神在中间了。
If everybody prepares diligently and with one mind, we'll see God work.
我们一起来看这个。阿摩斯书第三章。
Let's look at Amos chapter 3.
阿摩斯书第三章。
Amos chapter 3.
第三章，我们来看第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
人若不，神若不将奥秘的事指示他的仆人众先知。
Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets.
哎，人就一无所行哎。这个仆人就什么都不能做哎。
And so, otherwise, the prophet can't do anything.
所以你想想看。
So if you think about this,
带人人来信主。
When you bring somebody to believe in God,
从慕道到受洗。
From the time they seek the truth,
受洗之后要把他训练成门徒，可以服侍主。
Till they're baptized, till they become a disciple who can serve God.
这个不是用你人的方法就有办法建立的。
This isn't something you can build using the ways of man.
那我们的肉眼看不见的敌人魔鬼啊。
And so this.Invisible enemy that we can't see.
你要怎么打败他？
How are you going to defeat him?
你要怎么抵抗他？
How are you going to resist him?
如果神不指示我们，
unless God shows it to us,
如果神不同工，
unless God works with us,
你怎么可能会做得成呢？
How can you be successful?
所以不要把自己看得太伟大了。
And so we should not see ourselves so greatly.
有些人啊，
some people,
会这样夸口。
Some people boast.
如果这个教会没有我，这个教会早就不行了。
They say that things like, if this church didn't have me, this church would have been gone a long time ago.
讲这种话实在太过分了。
This kind of talk is impossible.
真的不能这样讲哎。
You can't say things like that.
我们应该只能怎么说呢？
But instead, what should we say?
有机会参与圣工，我们要感谢。
If I have the opportunity to help with holy work, I should be thankful.
过去没有你，这个教会就成立了。
Because before you came to this church, it was already established.
有你在，
but with you here,
你同心就有用啊，你不同心就没有用啊。
If you're of one mind, then you will be useful. If you're not, you will be useless.
其实最大的问题是耶稣不同在，不在这个教会，那才是麻烦。
The hardest, the biggest, problem is if Jesus is not with the church.
So we have 机会跟神见面聚会或者做圣工，你要把握机会啊。
So you should take hold of that opportunity if you have one to meet with God, to work for God.
不要把在外面的那种社会的态度带进来啊。
Don't bring in those attitudes from the outside.
大家到神的教会里面都是神的仆人呢。
Every time somebody enters the house of God, you are a servant of God.
给我们一份呢，生命、灵魂、得救是一样的。
God gave you the same life and salvation as He gave everyone else.
只是职分不同啊。
It's just that your role is different.
但是那个努力也是一样的哦。
But you should work just as hard.
主耶稣说，努力的人才能够进天国。
Jesus said, only those who labor can enter the kingdom of heaven.
在原文讲这个努力的人进天国，这个努力啊。
In the original language, that word to work hard.
这个努力是讲用抢夺的，是那种。那种渴慕的心念，一定要抓到这个天国，那种用心呢。
That word to labor means to almost to grasp and to grab hold of that kingdom of heaven.
那你不努力怎么可以呢？
So if you do not labor, how can you get it?
所以同心努力在圣工目标上和谐一致啊。
And so we must labor to be of one mind in the holy work.
这才是神的教会。
Only in this way will this be the church of God.
这才是神要的现象。
Will this be what God wants to see?
所以我们不要用个人的色彩啊。
So let's not use our own ways of thinking.
在教会里面呢，随便有什么行为动作，这样不好。
To do whatever we want in the church.
所以谈到这个同心合一的概念。
So when we talk about this concept of being of one mind.
我们已经跟大家分享了。
I've shared with you.
第一个部分就是同心在思想观念上和谐一致。
The first part is to be of one mind in our thoughts.
怎么做？
How do we do that?
要在主里面同心。
By being of one mind in the Lord.
我们每一个要做到与主同工。
We all have to reach a level where we're working with God.
我们自然在思想观念上就会和谐一致。
And then we'll be of one mind in our thoughts.
第二个方向。
The second.
要在耶稣基督打好的根基上面来做工。
Is to serve on the foundation built by Jesus Christ.
也就是同心在圣工目标上和谐一致。
Which is to work to God together in holy work.
你要想，这是神的工作。
You have to think this is God's work.
我只是一个部分的角色。
I am just a part of it.
我尽好我的本分。
And I do what I'm supposed to do.
大家一起努力。
And everybody works hard
这样子
together.
教会才能够和谐嘛。
Only this way can the church be
harmonious. 教会才能够同心合意嘛。
Can the church be of one mind?
而不是彼此猜忌嘛。
And so that we are not fighting one another.
更不是彼此批评、毁谤、攻击嘛。
Or to rebuke one another or attack one another.
应该是互相代求，互相一起得救。
Instead, we should be praying for one another and be saved together.
所以这是一个很重要的这个 概念了。
So this is a very important concept.
我们有了基本的概念。
Once we have this basic concept,
然后再配合在事情上面的一种付出啊。
Then we carry it out when we are working with one another.
我们教会就比较容易健康的成长。
Then the church will grow in a healthy way.
下一节我们就来谈谈要在什么样的事情上面同心合意。
In the next session, we'll talk about what things we must be of one mind in.
我们现在一起休息一下。
But first, let's take a break.
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.